And I believe this thing of revelation is not that we have to see Jesus like some people have seen, but we are aware when he comes to us. It's a revelation. He's in me, but now he's with me. Do you know what I'm saying? There's a sense where the Holy Spirit is in me, Jesus is in me, but there's these times of visitation when he's with me. When I've been in some of those, well, the first thing, I take my shoes off. Sometimes I just prostrate myself. Sometimes it's just sitting there and weep, and I'm just so aware. You know, some people, I've laughed a few times, got drunk a few times, but I have cried so many times when he's come, and I just cry and cry because he's come to be with me in an unusual manner, not the normal in my life. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to... why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with habitation. And we will habitate with him or her. If you love me, if you obey me, my Father's going to love you. And we will come and make our home with that person. Now, when the Holy Spirit comes in you, comes upon you, literally Jesus is saying, because of the unity in the Trinity, the Father is now in you too. And so am I in the presence of Holy Spirit. That's why he said, we're going to be with you. We're going to be in you. This is a relationship that's of intimacy between Jesus and us. Is the key to living a life where there's manifestation of presence and revelation of information. The revelation of information, the manifestation of presence, creates the power of demonstration. I can't. I just thought of it just then. That's the first time I heard that. So I'd have to think about it. I'll have to get the tape. I'll make that a point. Intimacy is connected to obedience to Jesus' commands. Jesus' commands involves doing the stuff. Sometimes we think intimacy with Jesus is reading the Bible, praying, worshiping, and that is important, but how can we say we have obeyed his commands if we never do what he told us to do? Why sometimes do we think we're so holy when we're praying, God send revival, God send revival, God send revival?